in the middle of Emes V'Yantiv, as we mentioned last week, Tesis in Rabbit Nafi says that Emes V'Yantiv Loi Koy Al Hashchino Ela Koy Ahadover Azeh. Theoretically, you could read it as a Hemshech to Kriya Shema. Ani Hashem Aleikechem, Mashiach Tesis Samaritan Tzitzayim, Leir Tzachem Aleikim, Ani Hashem Aleikechem, Emes V'Yantiv Rabbit. All those adjectives are going on to Rabbinish Aleikim. And that Tesis says, no, it's not going to the Shechina. And he quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that you can't be a Marganitza Tava. The more you praise it, the worse off you are. Because something which is so precious, then every praise is really pales in comparison to what it really is. So the Rebbeinu Shlom, if we didn't say, Akela, Godla, Gibor, Vanera, we would never say that ourselves. Certainly we don't have the rech to say so many adjectives describing the Rebbeinu Shlom. So what is the yes going on? Says Tesis, and this is the way that Mepharshim are Masber, it's referring to Hadavar Azeh, that which we were makabel on ourselves in the first two parashiyos of Shema, Kabbalah Zalmach Shemayim and Kabbalah Zal Mitzvahis. This Davar Azeh is Emes V'Yatzer Rach Makayim Yashar B'chulu B'chulu. All the way, V'yafar Hadavar Azeh, Aleinu L'Oilam Void. We're makabel on ourselves, L'Oilam Void, Zahainu, that all the adjectives describing the Torah and the mitzvahs and the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, that is something that we're makabel on ourselves. Now, the Hemshech L'Chur, if this comes out, is going on Parshat Vayomer. Emes Elokei Olam Malkeinu, Emes that Elokei Olam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam that we mentioned in the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, he's Malkeinu. He took us out of Mitzrayim to be Malkeinu. So we're affirming that. And we're saying MS, not only the first two things, MS, yes. Why do you say MS another time? We already start off with MS. MS is the first, all those V'yatzev Nachon is going on Adavar Azeh, which is the first two parashiyos, and then an MS on the third parashiyos, which is the Kadosh Baruch Hu took his animate time, that he should be Malkeinu, MS L'Kei Olam Malkeinu, Tzur Yaakov, he's Tzur, the Chizik of Yaakov, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, V'shmartich b'chol asher telech, told Yaakov Avinu, that why does it say Yaakov as opposed to Yisrael or as opposed to anybody else? And so a nice pshat, it says Magi Nishenu. So l'chur, the pasuk pshat of Magi Nishenu means that it's two different things. Melech Oizer u'Meishi u'Mogin. What are the three things? Oizer, Meishi u'Mogin. Oizer, the pashtus is that he helps you be matzeich in what you're doing. Meishiya, if you already got into a matzah that you need to get extracted from, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves you from there. U'Mogin, it protects you from anything happening in the first place. So l'chur, Mogein u'Meishiya, Mogein Yishecho, all these l'shenis are be'etzem asir minei ubei. If he's a Mogein, then it's not a Yeshua. Mogein means that I'm protecting you before anything bad happens. Yeshua is after something already happened, I have a salvation, I save you. So how do you have the two things stem? So the pashtus is that in Echanami, it's two different things. Sorry, Yaakov is Mogein Yishenu, he's Mogineinu, and he's Yishenu. I saw in the Ars Atzvili, I wanted to say, Mogi Nishenu means that if Klal Yisrael is supposed to have Yeshua, or because of Chatoim, because they're not Toroi, so therefore there's Mekatrikim that they shouldn't have the Yeshua, because the Shbroch was Mogi on us that we should have the Yeshua. He protects us from the Mekatrikim that we shouldn't have the Yeshua. So that's why it says Kenzain, Tzur Yaakov. When I say Tzur Yisrael, at the end of the Brachas, we say Tzur Yisrael, Kuma Ve'ezaz Yisrael. Here we say Tzur Yaakov. So Tzur Yaakov is because even when we're not Toroi, and in Echanami, if Mekatrikim connected to Yeshua, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mogein Yishenu. V'dor v'dor hu kayim u'shmoy kayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, throughout the generations, is kayim. What does it mean that he's kayim? That it's unchanging. U'shmoy kayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shame is the way that he's mitiachas to the Briah. That the way that his nagus is mitiachas to the Briah is also unwavering. It doesn't change throughout the generations. V'chisay nochein. Chizay Nochen is, it's actually paraphrased on the Kapitel and Tehillim Tzadi Gimel. Nochen kisachol meyoz. What does it mean, Chizay Nochen? Nochen means established, affixed. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei is Nochen? So the Malbim says on the Kapitel, he says that the Chizay refers to the Shemayim. Shemayim refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhoges HaTeva. Actually, kisei is the Gematria Teva, 81. It refers to the Gematria of, it refers to the Teva, the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu was, he set up the world in a certain way. That Hashemayim Kisi. What does it mean that the Shemayim is his Kisi? It means that this is what I have set into place. I rely on Kilu. I sit on the Teva. At the Shishis Meibreshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Teva into motion, and since then it just goes. So B'chisay Nochrin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set nature into place. And Malchusay Emunaseh means even though there's nature is set into place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, the fact that he's Mashgiach on us, and the Emunah, and the Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nemun L'Shalim Tzchar, Nemun L'Frei Oynish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so even though it all looks like it's Teva, Chisay is Nachrin, nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still Mashgiach, still Malchusay, and still Emunaseh, the fact that he's going to be Mashgiach, he's Tzchar V'Oynish. That's Lat Kayomet, that's forever and ever, even though, despite the fact it looks like there's nature going on. Udvar of Chaim Mekayomim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, the words of the Torah are Chaim, means that they're alive. They don't get old. It's not that something's going to change over the course of time, that the Torah is no longer relevant. It's Chai. It's something which is always alive. Something which is alive doesn't get old. It's always full of Chiyas. Mekayomim, it's Chayim now, v'kayamim l'netzach, it's never going to change. Ne'amanim v'nechmadim means that at all times it has ne'amanis. There's never a point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to back that which he says. And nechmadim, they're also nechmad. Something usually, everything that a person has is geshmak when he has it at the first time. However, after he has it for a long time, he loses appreciation. A person gets a new car, 2019, fully loaded. And geshmak, he doesn't take off the plastic from the seats. You want to still feel that feel. At a certain point, the plastic starts ripping. Finally, you just rip it off. By that time, it's already sold. You're already looking for 2020. But nechmadim la'ad ulaomei erlamim. That should be nechmad and nechmad. Tourist is always nechmad. It's always something which has the geshmak. It always has that frishkeit and the geshmak. That's the ulaomei erlamim. Alavei seinu v'aleinu sai. So, this, everything that we're saying, really, in all the three parshiyas, from the Kabbalah on ourselves, Alavaseinu, on our forefathers, the past generation, Aleinu, on us, Albaneinu, on our children, Valderaseinu, and the entire Dharma, Kol Derezeres Alavadecho, and it's not just, it's something which is, it's continuous, this is our inheritance. Something, everything that we're makabal on ourselves in Kriya Shema is something that we're a chain in the Maseres, and we're getting it from our parents who are makabal on them, and we're makabal on us, and our children are makabal on them, and all the Duras, they're also makabal on themselves. Kol Duras, there is Salavadecha, we're makabal everything that it says in Kriya Shema.